Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Randy Hardman. He is the new executive director of Assurance for Life Ministries. They've been around since 1984, just helping women with unplanned pregnancies. They started back in 1984, but they have evolved so much over the years. And, Randy, you were sharing your personal story yesterday, and, just what a powerful story it was. If anybody missed it, really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, and check out that 14-minute program. But kind of share how you became led to Assurance.
Yeah, so kind of connected with my story because, of course, God works through stories. After seminary, I ended up doing a master's of social work because walking through that process, which, again, I'll encourage people to go listen to that, right, the process of God coming and pursuing us when we're honest with him, I had gone through a lot of healing work and realized I wanted to be involved in the healing work of others. So I went and often, I call it my applied theology degree. It was a master's of social work, and I really wanted to work in kind of client-facing work, maybe doing some counseling, some healing therapy, things like that, right? So MSW, that ultimately led me to working in hospice. And so I spent the better part of about a year or so, which was about as long for enough for me, working in hospice and working at end-of-life work here in Lexington. And so working in hospitals, working in people's homes. You know, I think over the course of about a year or so, I've worked with about 1,500 people or so that have now passed on. And you have a lot of sacred moments in that period, but very hard moments. You know, you get times of ministering to people. You know, I wasn't a chaplain. I was into the social work field, which there you deal with what we call biopsychosocial spiritual, so kind of the whole person, and walking through loss with people on that one side of life. I have always been passionate about the pro-life movement, though, since becoming a dad through a crisis pregnancy, and then later, as my story, you know, tells about as becoming a single parent, you know, and kind of resonating a bit with the difficulties of people that had to raise children on their own. So the pro-life message and the movement has always resonated with me kind of cognitively. It resonated with me personally going through some experiences. But and then I'm working at one end of the end of life with people and working with clients and working with the emotions of people in crisis, right? So these are people that it's just like, you know, Ernst Becker wrote a book years ago called The Denial of Death, right? Where he basically says we all live with this operational denial of death where we think that we're going to continue to live and live and live and live. And all of a sudden, something changes. It's a spouse, it's a friend, it's a parent. And that last day happens, right? And it's something you didn't expect. Working with people in crisis, I really started to kind of develop, you know, just a passion again for wholeness and for God's ability to move in the midst of crisis, for those redemptive moments in crisis. But I was working at end of life. I got a call a few months, you know, or maybe close to about a year or so after working in hospice. And I was starting to get burnt out on it. I just told my wife, I said, you know, I've been around a lot of death. I'm burnt out from it, you know, and I don't think that this is it. I think that God had me here for a season, but I'm not meant for this long term. Well, I get a call about a month or so after I kind of realized I was starting to get burnt out on end of life from Assurance for Life. And they called and they said, hey, we would be interested in you applying for the executive director position. We know that you're involved in caring, you know, ministry. We know that you love macro systems kind of stuff. We know that you like building businesses. I've done that a couple different times before. We know that you have a ministry heart. I've pastored for a little while. And we know that you kind of have a worldview perspective, and that's where a lot of my training was in philosophy, religion, worldview, and the abortion issue is a big worldview question. So I threw my hat in the ring for that. Now, Assurance was an organization that I did have some affiliation with over the years, and as I mentioned in the first podcast, you know, my late wife had worked for Assurance for about a year and had really thought to become a executive director of another pregnancy resource center. She wanted to use her experience to help other people in their experience, right? She passed away on the way to work at a crisis pregnancy center. About a year after that, in the midst of my wrestling with God that I talked about in the first podcast, as I was kind of starting to come back to that relationship, I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, Scott, I said, I think someday God will call me into this kind of work. I have no idea what that looks like. I said, it may be, I said, I'm a heady kind of guy. It may be writing. It may be scholarship. It may be volunteering. But I said, you know, this has always resonated with me. I had the experience of, you know, becoming a dad through this. I'm not a woman, so I don't have that experience, but I have the experience of becoming a dad through it. And there are challenges with that. And I have the experience of raising kids alone, you know, and being in crisis and coming through healing. So I said, at some point, I have a very salient conviction that God will call me into this work. So I built a business. Then I moved into hospice, and I was working in hospice on a medical team. Never worked on a medical team before in my life. And then I get the call to come join another life ministry and organization that was part of a medical team and serve in kind of the business organizational aspects of that. All these things that I love, right? They all kind of coalesce together. And as I'm going through this process, I ask the board who their banquet speaker is, because once a year they'll have this annual banquet. And they said, well, it's this guy named Scott. Well, Scott was the guy who I had told and asked 10 years prior to pray with me because I felt like God would call me into this kind of work. So for me, that kind of sealed the deal. And then I was like, you know, this very guy that 10 or 11 years ago I had asked to pray with me about this calling shows up, you know, 2 weeks before I step into this role. And you know, that was a good confirmation for me. But, you know, assurance has been around. I mean, it's been around since longer than me. I mean, you said 1984. I was born in 1987. So, you know, we're kind of picking up on about the same first half of life stage, right? And if you're a Jungian, you know that he talks about life being first half of life and second half of life, right? And that first half of life is really kind of connected with the first, you know, in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, this whole debate has been shaped around Roe v. Wade. And, you know, I'm stepping into this in the post-Roe v. Wade world where there's a whole lot of change. We've gone through at least two, if not three generations since Roe v. Wade, you know, being kind of the center point. We're into the Gen Zers. My son's a Gen Zer. You know, the environment that I live in and Wilmore is filled with Gen Zers. So I'm really passionate about this demographic in this age group and also how they walk through, you know, crises, whether that's, you know, their individual crisis or whether that's, you know, crisis as a pregnancy, whether that's crisis of loss. I'm sure you've seen about the Asbury revival that happened, you know, several months ago, a year ago, and there was all these crises then. And, you know, people kind of asking these identity questions about, you know, who is God in the midst of all the trauma that came out of things like COVID and the world and stuff like that. So we're a very fragmented world. Assurance serves in some part to reach people in a certain kind of fragmentation, right? The fragmentation of unplanned pregnancies, difficulties, crisis pregnancies. And, you know, that's the work that where we want to meet people in the midst of that fragmentation. So we can point them to the one who does offer that wholeness, who's able to put the pieces back together again.
Well, doing such a great job. I remember when the ministry was founded. I'm a little older than you, and this was in my freshman year of college, and a couple of the founding board members, Shirley Daniel and Dr. George Gilpin and his precious wife, Patty, have been family friends for quite a while. But, you know, for those who are not familiar with Assurance for Life, you know, you've kind of briefly touched on it, but can you kind of maybe just elaborate a little more about, you know, what is Assurance for Life?
Assurance is it's a medical clinic that is geared, it's really a pregnancy resource center that's a medical clinic that's geared towards people that find themselves in those fragmented periods of an unplanned pregnancy or a difficult pregnancy or a crisis pregnancy, as we used to call it, and people that are oscillating between all their choices. They say, I don't, you know, here I am finding myself with a child growing inside of me, and I'm told on the outside, here's the quick fix, but I'm not quite resonating with that, you know. I want to explore other options. And so we try and bring in people in the midst of their crisis. And, you know, one of the ways that I describe assurance is it is a place to come and breathe, right? Our culture is like hyperventilating right now. We're breathing so fast, right? We're doing these kind of like belly breathe, or these chest breathings where we're fast. That's trauma, right? And assurance offers a place for people that are in the midst of their crisis to come and receive some medical, receive medical diagnostic work. So we do, you know, pregnancy tests, clinical pregnancy tests. We provide limited obstetric ultrasounds, but we also do things like some counseling and some community resourcing and helping people out with, like, you know, Medicaid and food stamps and housing and that kind of stuff. We do parenting classes with people. We offer post-abortive services for people, especially that have been walking with an abortion that they had at an earlier period of their life that, you know, they've never really fully processed. They've never fully integrated. Maybe it's something that they think about regularly, you know. And so we want to bring these people in and say, hey, listen, if you are in crisis, whether that crisis is right now or whether that crisis was 10 years before, we want to be a resource to help you find some integration by pointing you again to the one who can bring about that wholeness. So we are a specialized medical clinic, meaning that we do perform medical things, right? But we are also at the sort of place that's going to sit with people and say, hey, we know that there's a lot of heavy breathing right now going on. Let's breathe. Let's calm. Let's look at our options. Let's talk this out, right? And let's make a decision that ultimately, like, you can make a decision that you feel comfortable with. You're not gonna regret. Get people out of panic, essentially.
Well, doing such a great job. Obviously, you know, a lot of ministries, nonprofits don't make it past the third year, and, you know, be around since 1984 is just amazing. And one of the things that I like to watch the ministry, the organization evolved, is that you also, you know, have things for men. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we started a men's program a little bit more than a decade ago, and that has grown every single year. In fact, I think about a quarter of our clients this last year were men. And the reality is we started this because we're realizing that as much as our culture wants to say this is just a woman's issue, it's not, you know. And I could tell you, I mean, we have stories of people that come in and say, I want to keep a child, but I'm feeling pressured to not, you know. In fact, my son came about through that story, you know, and luckily I was, you know, his mother was like, hey, I can do it as a single mother, right? But I don't want to listen to the pressures and the pushes to have this abortion if I don't feel comfortable with having this abortion. And so that's kind of one of the reasons why we want to bring men into this, is because, hey, you have an ability and a responsibility here as well. And so we want to inspire men to say, this is not something that you're not involved in, right? We want to empower women. We also want to empower men to do the right thing.
Well, much needed, and so glad you guys have offered. Like I said, you've been doing that over a decade. So we just had a great conversation, and fortunately, we're going to be able to discuss a little bit more about this wonderful ministry here in Central Kentucky called Assurance for Life. I want to encourage you to go to their website, assuranceforlife.org, and find out about all the different resources they offer. They one, obviously, a safe place, great place to listen, but also a lot of resources such as housing, food, things that we all need. And so I hope you go check out their great website about this wonderful ministry, assuranceforlife.org. For Executive Director Randy Hartman, I'm Greg Horn. Join us again tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1-minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.